Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Spears. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Reed reaches second base with a double. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Becker steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. Becker moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Mieske reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Mack reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munoz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Laos hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off to Pawnee, and towards Knobloch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Matheny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Becker. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Becker steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Becker scores. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Laos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, With the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Munoz reaches second base with a double. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leos is 0 for 1 in the game. Leos strikes out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mieske hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Mieske reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mieske moves to third. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny bunts towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Mieske scores. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Becker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Becker. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. Nilsson moves to second. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nilsson scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mieske is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Mack reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 0 for 2 in the game. Leos hits a fly ball for an out. Mack scores. 1 out. It's Brewers, 4, Twins, 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Matheny for a passed ball. Leos moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Matheny strikes out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Ignasiak now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Spears is 0 for 3 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Mack hits a pop-up into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Cole pinch runs for Pedro Munoz. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cole. The throw from Matheny and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Laos strikes out. Matheny throws to third to get Cole for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Mieske hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Jeff Zerillo pinch hits for Jose Valentin. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zerillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Zerillo reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Mieske goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Brewers. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Matheny hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerillo moves to third. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Reed is walked intentionally. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 0 for 4 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guthrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Zerillo now playing third base. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Mike Fetters now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Walbeck reaches second base with a double. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch takes first base on ball four. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.